Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
And in church, we've learned how to, you know, articulate our feelings through our music. And there's a song that just says, a sister wrote a song that says, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he will not cover thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep.
Oh,
Oh my, my. I've just taken you all into my living room. I've just taken you into my intimate place. Hallelujah. Andrea, just sing My Help. It's a song that we sing in our church in New York, Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that want to help us stand up, and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name.
Yeah.
So the song just simply says this. It says, I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. Somebody say that.
I call you holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are. And holy you be.
Come on, I want you to
Yeah. song is just simply total praise.
Thank you.
for the Lord God Almighty. Raise your voice and pray.
No one else can take your place. No one else can. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Good morning, my beloved Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father. I greet you in the name of the Son and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we bless you this day during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives. And over this, I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify the name of Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done in this early morning devotion. May the Lord perfect all that concerns our lives. May His perfect will be done in our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, release your power, release your anointing, release your power, release your glory during this time. Holy Spirit, we pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray, O God, for our most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, and your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. Your name is above every name. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us continue in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, He is our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in Him will we trust. Surely He shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we thrust. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Hallelujah. But it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High, our habitation. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling place. For he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, shall we trample on the feet. Because we have set our love upon the Lord, therefore he will deliver us. He will set us on high because we have known his name. We shall call upon the name of the Lord, and he will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Psalm 131. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in from this time forth, even forevermore, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Our Father and our God, we praise and we thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace. We thank you for you are always faithful. We thank you for loving us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Ghost, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. Father, we repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, the airways, the disciples, and the networks, over this radio service, over our families, our homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you. We thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for restoration, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Oh, Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. Father, we pray for mercy for our children in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 the mercy, O God. Huria masetaria kurumase. Huria kaya setaria ku. Yekuria masetaria ku. Oh, yekia masetaria ku. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mercy, O God. Mercy for my husband. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy, O God, for those parents, our parents that are alive. Mercy for each and every one of us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Your grace and mercy. Mercy, 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 O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our thoughts in the blood of Jesus. We soak our minds in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our transportation in the blood of Jesus. Lord, everything we touch, the blood of Jesus. Blood, blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The food, the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Even as we travel, cover us, cover the car, the transportation, in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Gloria masteria cum. Our wounds, our children and grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance to be with us 24/7 in the name of Jesus. To guide us and protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we invoke your covenant, O God, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, let your covenant be activated and manifested in our lives. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Father God, we bless you. We praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, may the earth never swallow us, our ministries of our destinies, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the earth help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the earth support us and yield and increase to us by all means in the name of Jesus. Father, make us to walk in the high places of the earth, eating of the increase of the fields in the name of Jesus. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock in the mighty name of Jesus. We command all our blessings tied to the earth to be released in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, earth, echo us to be prosperous in our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. Let our heavens be opened up this day. In Jesus' mighty name, we bind every prince of pressure. We rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in the name of Jesus. By reason of open heavens, grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth, expressly unhindered on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus, let your good hand rest upon us, O God. Under open heavens, let your spirit begin to move in our life in an unprecedented dimension. Release us a richer flow of your reins, upon our lives and ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Under open heavens, grant us open revelations and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens come down. Visit us, O God. Let the mountains melt as wax in our lives. Do incredible things that we didn't even ask for. Let our heavens remain continually open in all seasons in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We thank you, oh God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Father God, you know each and every one that is under the sound of my voice that's here this morning. Father God, I ask you, oh God, to release a special blessing upon them and their families in the name of Jesus. Let the Sabbath blessing, oh God, rest upon them and their families in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. God. The blessings of the Sabbath, oh God, rest upon our spouses, rest upon our children, rest upon our grandbabies. The blessings of the Sabbath, the anointed blessings, rest upon everyone that is a part of this ministry. The blessings of the Sabbath, let it rest upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in the Sabbath blessing, oh God. Let us have that peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, that peace that comes from resting, rejuvenate our cells, rejuvenate our tissue, rejuvenate our bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Uriah Sandedeko Yenevoko, Yekuria Masanderiako. In the name of Jesus, let our mind be focused on you, Jesus. Activate the gifts of the Holy Ghost in us, O God. Let us walk by faith and not by sight, O God. In the name of Jesus, empower us to do your will. Empower us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, O God. Empower us, O God, to look unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, Lord, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, let healing come. Restore us, oh God. Restore us, oh God. Oh, we bow down to you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the Bright and Morning Star. We are grateful, oh God. Grateful to you, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this life that you have given us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we do not take it for granted, oh God. We breathe your breath, oh God. And because of that, oh God, we are living souls. We thank you that you created us in your image, in your likeness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you that you've never left us, and you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, oh God, we bless your name. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for provision. We thank you for protection. We thank you, oh God, we bless your name. Oh God, this is an awesome day. This is a good day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I even pray as we travel, as my husband and I travel this morning, oh God. Be with us on the road, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for traveling mercies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, back and forth, oh God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for the family, oh God, of my dear friend and sister, Apostle Tawana, oh God. We pray for her family this day, oh God. Father, we ask you to comfort the family as they mourn her loss, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we go to this funeral, let your perfect will be done. She was your daughter. She is your servant, a woman of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in the midst of the service. Oria Masanderiako. For Lord, we pray, oh God, even as you move, the Holy Spirit of all comfort will comfort her children, will comfort her grandbabies, will comfort members of her family, will comfort her sisters and her brothers and her nieces and her nephews, oh God. Oh, Father God, and all those that are traveling, be with them also, oh God. Bring us back. Carry us safely and bring us back, oh God. But most importantly, let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified in our funeral. Let us, in the name of Jesus Christ, let salvation come to the members of our families that do not know you as their Lord and personal Savior, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And, oh Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to know her for over 25 years. I thank you for the friendship that we share, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the sisterhood, the friendship, Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the impartation. Thank you for the times that you spoke, oh God, in our services in Maryland and even on the radio. Thank you, Jesus. May her soul rest in peace. And may the light perpetual shine on her. Father, we bless your name. And so, Father, I pray for each and every one this morning. I pray personal prayer requests. You know what they need, oh God. You know what each person needs, oh God. I ask you to provide according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Now, Father, as we are about to take this Holy Communion, let it not be us, but let it be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us pay our hearts to take this holy sacrament. Lord, we pray, you said if there's any unforgiveness, oh God, we pray, Lord, help us to forgive. Help us to forgive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as you forgive us. Father God, there are times things hurt so bad, but Lord, only you can help us. So we are depending on the Holy Spirit to help us to love as God loves us and help us to forgive others as God forgive us, oh God. Oh, Father God, and help others to forgive us. If we've done anything to hurt, Lord, we pray that you will touch the hearts of those that we hurt, and Lord, let them forgive us. Take away the spirit of pride and haughtiness, that we will be able to call those that hurt us and let them know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they have hurt us, that they step on us. Let them know in love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for them, let there be love and unity and respect in the body of Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Uriah Masanteriako. Teach us how to walk in your love. Teach us, oh God, to live that life of 1 Corinthians 13. Oh God, there it is difficult. It is hard sometimes. But when we walk in your love, in your spirit, everything is okay, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Take us on higher dimensions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for reconciliation. For you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in you should not perish but have eternal life. Father, we believe. We believe, we believe, we believe, we believe in you, oh God. We believe in your grace. We believe in your love. We believe in salvation. We thank you for the finished works of the cross. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Put a guard of protection around us. Keep sickness and diseases away from us, oh God. Protect us, protect our children, protect our spouses, our grandchildren, our great-grands from every harm and danger, oh God. Father God, this morning we pray, we come against every generation of cancer through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We come against every negative word, evil incantation that may have been spoken against our lives and destiny. We cast us to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose of our lives and destinies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that thy kingdom will come, that thy will be done in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, strengthen us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. Comfort us on every side, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are totally dependent on you. And Lord, we pray for members of our families that do not know you personally as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your hearts and they will receive you, Jesus. Oh, you said if we believe in our heart and confess him with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, oh God, that it will spread the prayer of confession and receive Jesus into their lives, that they will receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior, that they will allow the Holy Ghost to lead them and guide them, oh God. And we will totally allow the Holy Spirit to Forgive us, oh God, for not allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our lives, to surrender to the Holy Spirit as we should. Forgive us for keeping things to ourselves, oh God, not giving the Lord 100%. Lord, have mercy on us. For Lord, this day we rededicate our lives to you in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, this morning we ask you to bless the Holy Communion. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. Breathe on it, oh God. Let the DNA that is in Jesus Christ be in this holy sacrament in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I receive of the Lord, which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which was broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or your bread that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my body, in my blood. After the same manner, he took the cup, but he had some, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, carry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order. Thank you for the Holy Communion. We claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and the blessings, healing, wholeness, every blessing received that is in the Holy Communion. Unlimited, unlimited, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up the Sabbath offering. Oh God, we ask you to touch it. We ask you to pray for it. We pray for multiplication, oh God, of the offering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Turn it from natural to supernatural. We pray for fruitfulness and multiplication in every area of our lives. And in this ministry also, oh God, in the life of our children. Father God, there are certain things our children are praying and asking you for, oh God. Let these seeds that we are about to plant breathe on this seed, oh God. And we pray, Lord, that breakthrough comes for our children. And they pray to you, oh God, and asking you for, we pray for breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for innovation of ideas, oh God. We pray for witty and inventions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some of the children are praying. They need a breakthrough, Lord. And so we lift up the seed. I just hear the Lord says that children, our children need breakthrough. And Father God, we place these seeds to you, oh God. Not only on behalf of ourselves, but Father God, on behalf of our children. Father God, you know what the children are praying to you about, each one of them individually. So I place a seed for ourselves and a seed for our children, oh God. We place it, Lord. I know you regret them, what they're asking for according to your will, plan, and purpose for their lives. In the name of Jesus, I know the natural will become supernatural. Because only you can do these things that our children are asking for. And Father, we thank you, we thank you. Only you can do things that our spouses are asking for, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just hear the Lord to your children. Lord, sing up for your children. Those of you that are here, I don't know what your children, I don't know what my children have been asking for. But God said this seed is a breakthrough seed. Something the Spirit of God said there's something so bad out of one of our children, and all of our children are asking God for. It's a breakthrough. It will open the door. So, Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for a breakthrough for every one of our kids. Father God, that is seed not only for us, but we do a second seed for our children. Father God, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.